Welcome back. In this beginner session, we're building a pad-based riser that actually swings like jungle inside Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. This is for that riser zone of drum and bass production. Intros and builds where you want tension, movement, and groove, without stepping on your drums or your bass later. By the end, you'll have a session view setup you can perform like an instrument, a pad riser that shuffles, a noise lift layer, and a couple of return effects for space. And the key idea is this: we're not just making something that gets brighter over time, we're making something that grooves. That's what makes it feel like jungle and DNB instead of a generic EDM sweep. Alright, let's set the context first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 175 range is home for classic DNB, but we'll use 172 so everything feels right while we build. Now decide your riser length. Start with 8 bars. 8 bars is perfect for a quick intro build or a pre-drop lift. Later, you can easily scale it to 16 for more drama. Now we're going to create the pad. Create a new MIDI track and name it PAD Riser. Load Waveeatable, Ableton stock synth. For oscillator 1, choose something smooth. Basic shapes is great. Think sine-ish or triangle-ish, because we want a warm body that can handle filtering without getting harsh. Oscillator 2 is optional, but I like to bring it in quietly, detune it slightly, and let it widen the sound. Keep it subtle. Set your voices to around 6 to 8. Unison at 2 is plenty. Detune around 10 to 20%. You're aiming for width, not seasickness. Now set the filter to a low pass 24 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere around 400 to 900 Hz for now. Don't worry, we're going to automate that later, but starting darker helps the rise feel more dramatic. For the amp envelope, give it a soft attack, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. That keeps it from clicking when we start gating it later. Decay around 2 seconds, sustain down a bit, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release between 1.5 and 3 seconds. The release matters, because the gate rhythm will feel more musical if the pad has a little tail instead of turning into a hard on-off switch. Now, make an 8-bar MIDI clip. Pick a single moody chord. If you want a quick vibe that screams dark and atmospheric, try an F minor 9 flavor, F, Ab, C, Eb, and G. Hold that chord for the entire 8 bars. No chord changes needed. In DNB, sustained harmony plus rhythmic movement is often way more effective than busy progression during a build. Now here's the big concept for this lesson. Jungle swing through rhythmic gating. We want the pad to pulse and a shuffled 16th note feel, like hats. There are two ways to do this. Option is fast. Use auto pan like a tremolo gate. You drop auto pan after waveeatable, set phase to 0 degrees so it's not panning left-right, it's just turning volume up and down. Set rate to 1/16, set the shape more square if you want it choppy, or a bit rounder if you want it smoother. Amount around 80% is a good start. Now, you can add swing to your MIDI clip using groove pool, like an MPC 16 swing groove. But I want you to know something important: groove won't truly swing the timing of auto pan's LFO, so you might get a swung chord, but the gate pulse itself still stays perfectly straight. Sometimes that's fine. But if you want that authentic jungle pocket, we go to option B. Option B is the classic move, a gate that's triggered by a swung hat pattern. This is where the pad literally opens and closes according to your groove. The groove is real, because the trigger is real. Create a new MIDI track and name it Swing Trigger. Load a drum rack with a simple closed hat, or just use simpler with any short hat. Program a 1-bar pattern, and start with straight 16ths. Keep it simple at first. Then go to your groove pool, grab a 16th swing groove, and apply it to the trigger clip. Try a groove amount around 55 to 65%. That's usually enough to feel the shuffle without falling over. If you want it locked in permanently, hit commit. That bakes the timing into the clip, so it's not dependent on groove settings later. Now, on your PAD riser track, add the gate audio effect. Turn on side chain and side gate. Choose swing trigger as the input. Now dial the gate so it feels musical, not clicky. Threshold should be low enough that the pad clearly opens on each hat hit. Attack is your click remover. Start with something snappy, but not razor sharp. Try 2 to 8 milliseconds if you hear ticks. Hold gives each hit a little body. Try 15 to 40 milliseconds. Release is your bounce knob. Shorter is choppy and nervous. Longer is rolling and liquid. Try somewhere around 60 to 160 milliseconds and adjust by feel. Now a quick coach check. Do the 2-minute swing test. Solo the pad riser and the swing trigger. Turn the pad way down and just listen to the trigger by itself. If that trigger doesn't make you nod your head, The pad will never groove. Fix the trigger first. Change velocity. Remove some hits. Add accents. Adjust groove amount. Then come back to the gate. Once the groove feels good, turn the swing trigger track down or mute it so you don't hear it. It becomes a ghost groove. It drives the pad's rhythm, but it doesn't show up in the mix. That's such a DNB technique, and it's insanely useful. Alright, now we turn this pulsing pad into a real riser with automation. First, filter rise. Add auto filter after your gate. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB, for bite. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Be careful here. Too much resonance can start whistling, especially as you sweep high. Now automate the cutoff over the full 8 bars. Start down around 200 to 400 Hz, and rise up to 6 to 12 kHz by the end. Don't worry about beating exact. You're listening for the emotional curve. Dark and tense at the start, open and urgent at the end. Next, pitch rise. This is optional, but it's powerful. Add shifter or automate wave-eatable transpose. Start at 0 semitones and rise to plus 3 to plus 7 semitones. If you want darker DNB, stay subtle. Too much pitch rise can turn the whole thing into a big laser moment, which might not match the vibe you're going for. Now, reverb swell. Create return track and name it verb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Choose a hall or plate vibe. Set decay around 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. And roll off the high end a bit with the high cut, maybe 7 to 10 kHz, so it doesn't get fizzy. And here's a really important teacher note. Keep reverb from swallowing the rhythm. Put in a Q8 after hybrid reverb on the return, and roll off lows hard often below 200 to 400 Hz. If your reverb return is boomy, your gate groove will feel smeared, even if your dry pad is tight. Now automate the pad riser send to the verb return. Start basically at nothing, and rise gradually so the space opens up near the end. Think of it like a camera pulling back. More room, more drama. Next, width automation. Add utility at the end of the PAD riser chain. Automate width from around 80 to 100% at the start, up to 140 to 170% near the end. Wider near the drop feels exciting, but if you go wide too early, it stops feeling like it's building. Also, make sure the pad isn't carrying low end. Add a Q8 earlier in the chain and high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. The exact number depends on the sound, but the goal is simple. Leave space for your recent sublater. Now let's add the classic air lift, a noise layer. Create a new track named Noise. You can do this as audio or a MIDI, but easiest is a MIDI track with operator. In operator, set oscillator to noise white. Now filter it with auto filter set to high pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff around 300 Hz and automate it up to 6 to 10 kHz over the riser. That gives you a whoosh that rises without stealing mid-range. Add saturator to the noise. Drive around 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on. That helps it read on smaller speakers. Send the noise into the verb return as well, and automate that send up near the end for extra lift. And here's a texture trick that sounds more produced immediately. Gate the noise layer with the same sidechain trigger as the pad, but use a slightly longer release. The pad stays punchy and rhythmic, but the noise leaves a little tail that glues the pulses together. Now let's talk session view workflow, because this is where beginners can instantly start sounding like they have a plan. In session view, make scenes that represent energy levels. Scene 1 is intro atmos. Pad is dark, gate is minimal, reverb is low. Scene 2 is build 1. A bit more gating, slight filter rise. Scene 3 is build 2. More gate intensity, more reverb, maybe a hint of pitch. Scene 4 is pre-drop. Max cutoff, max send. Noise peaking, width wide. Scene 5 is drop. Stop the pad and noise, or slam the filter down, so the drop has space. One performance move that's pure gold. Right before the drop, create a tiny breath. Even a quarter bar of silence can make the drop hit harder than any extra loudness. You can do it by automating utility gain down, or simply launching a clip that stops the pad at the right moment. And if you stop the pad source, but let the reverb return keep ringing for a moment, you get that nice tail without cluttering the drop's low end. Especially if you high pass that verb return like we talked about. Quick tip for launching, set clip launch quantization to 1 bar so everything stays aligned, but set scene launch quantization to half a bar if you want quicker build moves while you perform. It keeps you tight but playable. Now, let sanity check your device chain on the pad. A solid beginner chain looks like this. Wave-eatable for the sound, EQ8 to clean the low end, gate for the sidechain swing, auto filter for the rise, a gentle saturator for density, and utility for width and gain control. Common mistakes to avoid. Too much low end in the pad. No swing so it feels stiff. Over-resonant filter sweeps that whistle. Reverb that's full on from bar one so the rhythm disappears. And width that's max too early so there's nowhere to go. If you want to push into darker, heavier DNB, try making the groove feel slightly late. You can do that without changing the groove file by using track delay on the trigger track. Just a few milliseconds late can create that drag jungle pocket. Also, build energy through density, not volume. Over the 8 bars, start with fewer trigger hits, then add more consistent 16 THS, and near the end add little bursts, like occasional 30-second note stutters with very short notes. The pad will feel like it's accelerating even though the tempo never changes. And one more subtle trick, make the swing audible in the pad, not just implied. Add a tiny volume envelope movement on the pad clip, or automate utility gain so the off beats are a hair louder or softer. 1 to 2 dB is enough. In a dense mix, that exaggeration helps the shuffle read clearly. Now for a quick mini exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes.